it's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder. I have so much literature in front of me, and I've looked through it, and now I'm just going to talk because that's the best way to figure it out.
I have the Cliff's Notes, Wendy, so if you're missing any part, you just give me a nod.
I feel like I'm doing a book report. We have many people in the studio, and we're going to have some live music as well. I'd like to welcome Greg Parker, the founder of the Chicago Blues Museum and creator of this Motown to Chi-Town exhibit that we're going to talk about. Greg, I have to tell you, welcome first and foremost.
Thank you.
And I'm 100% embarrassed. I didn't know we had a Chicago Blues Museum, sir.
For 21 years.
Look
actually.
At me.
For 21 years.
I'm a poser.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we've had a museum for 21 years. When we moved back from England, we started that, and we've had a great organization.
I'm not trying to make you like one of us more than the other, but I go there every day.
You do not.
You do.
Don't believe him at all.
Yeah.
And Henry Farag, am I saying that correctly?
Yes.
You are here with us today, the creator of The Signal. Explain that.
The Signal, Doo-Wop Rhapsody, is essentially the story of Gary Indiana's music and my growing up in Gary and the immigrant experience tied with the VJ record experience, tied with the steel mills and the whole thing.
All right, so Chicago and Indiana come together in this exhibit, basically.
Correct.
The doo-wop bands, I love this. I could listen to it all day long.
Well, it incorporates Record Row as well. So a lot of people didn't realize that VJ Record started in Gary.
Yeah.
And from there, the earlier Record Row was on Cottage Grove that had Chess. That's where they all, and then when they can afford to, then they moved to the South Loop when that sort of went down.
So it gradually moved closer to the city.
And Indiana was very important because you had the Jacksons, you know, which everyone know. And back in the day, Gary was very thriving and you had a lot of groups that was there. And for the first time historically, no one ever included that. They would always talk about Chicago and Detroit. And Gary, they had from everything from South Chicago. That was all part of it. A lot of those guys came from there.
Do you think the Jacksons would have reached the prominence they reached if they weren't so close to Gary, Indiana?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Michael was something.
Yeah.
No.
But it just worked out logistically wise. They were so close to such a music hub that it played both sides benefited. The city benefited and the Jacksons
when
benefited.
It was convenient, they were from Chicago.
Right,
when
I,
it was
know,
convenient,
I know.
They were from Gary.
I know.
All right, now this exhibit is called Motown versus Chi-Town and the Indiana Connection. And this exhibit is at the Chicago Blues Museum?
No, it's actually at South Shore.
South Shore Arts, and that's in Munster.
That's right.
All right. And explain some of the pieces of this exhibit you were telling me off the air.
Well, we actually saved the checkerboard when it was in dire straits. And so you can see the booth where the Stones and Muddy Waters set when they did that live concert at the checkerboard.
Awesome.
You see a whole history of Record Row. There are three timelines there. So you get to see the Stones performing. It's a vintage TV set, and you see them sitting there, and they're doing that with all the blues artists. We have also the Regal Theater that was built in 1928. So you watch this 4K, 65-inch TV of the Ink Spots, the Dales, the Temptations, the Shy Light Supreme, in their heyday. I'm talking about footage from 63. And then there's a vintage TV from the 70s that you get to watch where the action is. Hullabaloo, uncut, by the way.
Oh, really?
Shindig,
awesome.
Hullabaloo, Hollywood, a Go-Go, Soul Train. And you just see all these great artists. So unlike most exhibits, you see the photographs on the wall, and then you can actually see the artists. And most of the time, the artists are performing with the same clothes and the pictures they have on the wall.
Are the Ink Spots performing If I Didn't Care?
They're doing If That's, I Didn't Care.
If that doesn't move you, if you can sit through that and not be moved, something's wrong.
And the bass player comes in and says, darling, if I.
Yeah, beautiful.
I have a senior in high school. His name is Michael. He's 17, and he loves the blues, and he loves the whole roots of it. Elmore James, Howlin' Wolf, plays slide guitar and loves this. I have got to take him to this exhibit.
Well, what was so perfect that the Signals were doing this, too, so we kind of came together like a Reese peanut butt. we had the history, and they had the living history. And when Miss Kramer, Pat Kramer, who's the publicist for this, and her backup, they came and they told us about this. I was just blown away because it was perfect, and it was something that the exhibit needed that was like the cherry on top to have where you could see the guys that were on VJ, like Willie Rogers, and these guys come in and perform. It's great. So they've got this date coming up on December 29th, which is going to be a big one.
Oh, huge. How important is it for today's musicians to understand the history of where this music comes from? It's integral, isn't it?
Well, think about it this way. If it wasn't for the blues, we'd all be dancing the minuet and the waltz, right, first of all.
Right.
And we'd have to dress better, Bill.
You have to dress better. Yeah, no hankies and white wigs.
We don't want this.
And if you don't know your past, how are you going to have a future? It's very important that it's on the shoulders of others, like these guys that's in the studio right now that didn't get a lot of credit. So that's why we did the Exhibit 2, because you only hear about the top 10 and not the guys that didn't have the Rolls Royces in that, but created great music. And a lot of that's lost now. Everybody think that they came up with it.
Right. You know? Right.
All right. So this is perfect timing. The Rolling Stones have just come up with the new blues record. It's called Blue and Lonesome. It came out December 2nd. And this is them paying their tribute to the roots of Chicago. And they were here a lot playing.
You know, not only that, the Stones and most of the English groups were the ones that put the blues artists on their map. They gave them credit. They named
the
Rolling Stones came from the Muddy Waters song. That's how they got their name. So they really loved it. Now, I started off at GRT Records as a kid, and I would see the Stones and Flo and Eddie come in. This was early 60s. In fact, when I was there, Minnie Riperton was the receptionist.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Loving
really?
You.
Really?
The mother of Maya Rudolph.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 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 But GRT,
who could sing like 20 million octaves?
You could actually walk into the record company because you had Mercury Records on Weicker Drive and you had Chess. So you could really go in back in the day and pitch your tapes. It was no American Idol and like,
right. Oh,
we're going to cry because we didn't make it tonight, you know.
No Simon Cowell influence these days.
No,
zero.
No,
All right. I'm trying to imagine what the world was like.
He doesn't know how to sing the blues, Simon Cowell. Greg Parker is in the studio, founder of the Chicago Blues Museum. Where is that located?
Well,
I feel so stupid.
Well, don't be stupid, because we used to be in Bridgeport, mm-hmm. you know, and they used to ask me, what are you doing over here? I go play in Blazing Saddles, of course, you know, because I went and I wanted to have it in Bronzeville, and they were treating it like we were trying to open up one of these little paper stands in the corner. So we had a 36,000 square foot loft, and we did everything from Prince After Set Party to Lupe's Fiasco, push kick video in the building. A young man, Chris Adams, who's videographer now, he works with Mayweather, Floyd Mayweather, things like that. So we ran out of space, we moved, and then we had a partnership. It was kind of like Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis. It sort of like came to one of those ends, you know. I was a nice looking guy and an ugly guy just kept getting upset. So we're gonna be opening up in Chicago. And the thing what I learned, and you can respect this, is that I was thrilled about, you know, the Blues Museum. I thought it would be like when we attacked the Rock and they throw rose petals and they thought it was going to meet. I got the same reception. Mm-hmm. So we're just waiting for our PPA license now, and we're going to open up in a historical building. We're going to announce. So maybe we'll come on the show and
announce and do
some live broadcasts. It's a landmark building. It's a national registry.
Good.
So, you know, I like the mystery to build up. But I learned a long time ago, wait till you open that door
before
you tell everybody. And then you have people calling you up saying, man, we thought the museum was here.
Do you think the Friends of the Park will try to block your museum?
No, because even though I look like Yoda, I don't think I have that problem.
Stop it. You know? All right. And Henry Farag, am I saying that correctly? I'm sorry.
Yes.
I think I say it different every time.
Yes.
You guys have brought people with you. The exhibit is called Motown versus Chi-Town and the Indiana Connection. Would you like to say who you brought with us today?
Just so the audience has got it straight, not confused, we are the Signal at Doo-Wop Rhapsody, which is a musical, which is also at Theater at the Center, but it's there only for one night, Thursday, December 29th.
Ah.
And we brought some of the cast members of the musical, including the gospel great Willie Rogers, along with some of the cast members. And he's going to do, if you're ready, he's going to do one of the great versions of his pal, Sam Cooke, Change Is Gonna Come.
Oh, beautiful.
Can we take a break first and then come back and lay that on everybody?
You're the boss.
Perfect.
I think we should do that.
Let's do that. All right. Stick around. Some great music just ahead. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN.
All right. Muddy Waters. He, of course, the king of the blues, in my opinion. The exhibit is called Motown versus Chi-Town and the Indiana Connection, which we need to learn about. This is going to be taking place at, where is it? It is, help me out here.
South Shore.
I don't have that information in front of me right now. Here we go. South Shore Art Center. That's in Munster, Indiana. And this exhibit runs through January 29th?
Correct.
In the studio, Greg Parker, founder of the Chicago Blues Museum and creator of this Motown to Chi-Town exhibit. And then Henry Farag, the creator of The Signal. And you've brought some wonderful people with us from the show The Signal to sing a little song right now.
Yes, we have. And before I do, I want to say something. The Signal, Doo-Wop Rhapsody, the music, the musical is Thursday, December 29th, but you get to go to the exhibit, to Greg Parker's exhibit, for free.
A little twofer.
With a ticket to the Signal. And you also get, for every pair of tickets sold, a Christmas album called Street Carols, which is a doo-wop Christmas album. So you really get a lot for the thing. And we now have, as we said before, the great Willie Rogers doing a classic.
I was born by the river in a little tent, oh, just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know my change gonna come. Yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die, 'cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know my change gonna come. If I hang on in there, oh, said I go to my brother, and I said, brother, help me, help me please. But then he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. And oh, there's been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know my change won't come. Oh, yes, it will. Oh, change,
change.
Oh, change,
change.
Change will come. Oh, yes, it will.
Oh, my God. Fantastic.
Wow.
Goosebumps Central.
Wow.
Willie, sir, it's an honor. It's a pleasure. And how do you keep that voice so strong after all these years? Sweet. We need to give the guitarist a little credit as well.
Mr. Wilton Crump. Also from the musical.
Wow, you
fantastic.
How can you be more emotional than that? That's just beautiful, and I'd give anything to trade hats with you. I want the hat you're wearing, sir.
You'd look very silly
in
that hat.
Most importantly,
Willie Rogers would look really stupid in your baseball
cap.
No, that's
true. I keep the hat. We will not trade hats today. But boy,
and
is that
also
a hat.
From the cast,
yes.
we have Gene Stewart and Josie Rogers.
Wow.
Absolutely fantastic. This show, the last time you can see it is Thursday, December 29th. How do we get tickets for this?
You call the Theater at the Center in Munster, or you go online at Theater at the Center in Munster, and it'll be a great time.
Willie,
have a great cast.
Can I ask Willie a really quick question? I know you've won a Grammy, sir, but I don't know what you won the Grammy for. What did you win a Grammy Award for? Can you tell us?
Well, I was nominated for the Grammy.
What happened was the group that I'm with, Soul Stirrers.
Yeah.
But Sam Cooke came from the Soul Stirrers. And they gave me what do you call that? It was the honorary a Grammy for doing the work of the Soul Stirrers. And that was some. I never did a million. I'm in the Hall of Fame also.
That's fantastic.
Fantastic. Yeah,
because of I was with the Soul Stirrers back in the day, and they gave me that honor. And when you go to Cleveland, and when I went to Cleveland, saw my picture on the wall, man, I was just like excited, man.
I can't imagine.
There, you know.
That's fantastic. Good for you. You deserve it. That's wonderful.
All right, Kevin. It's Theater at the Center. com. That's how you get tickets. It's one night only, Thursday, December 29th. That's The Signal, the show. And then Henry Farag is the creator of The Signal. Great job, sir.
Thank you.
And then Greg Parker, founder of the Chicago Blues Museum, which I have to go see, and also this exhibit that's going on right now at the South Shore Arts Center, Motown versus Chi-Town and the Indiana Connection.
I just wanted to add that the exhibit was designed by Stephanie Parker.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the big ones. And also, I'm going to let you in on a secret. Since I've stared through this window like it was a goldfish bowl. I remember coming here and seeing you in a thong one summer.
That's right. It's not something we like to talk about.
Yeah. Still the baseball cap, though?
Yeah, still the baseball cap and the thong. But next year we're in the process of building a statue of Sam Cooke, and I'm going to send a shout out to his brother David Cooke and LC. David just got out to hospital. We named the street after Sam Cooke. I grew up two doors next to him on 36 and Cottage, and had the pleasure of Willie just reminding me that I actually played on the Soul Stirrers album a couple of years ago.
You don't seem old enough to have been anywhere near that.
I'm so old. If I had a baby, it'd be a mummy. And I just want to send a shout out to Pat Kramer and Carolyn Jacob, who made this possible. They're the production company, Big Splash Public Relations.
Excellent.
I am, and there's also a book you can buy, the Chicago Blues Museum book. I'm telling you, I'm bringing my son Michael, 17 years old, and loves the blues.
That'd be great. Let me know.
South Shore Arts Center, it's in Munster, Indiana, and this exhibit runs through the end of January, January 29th?
January 29th.
Continued success to all of you. Seriously, this was an amazing moment. Greg Parker, Henry Farag, Willie Rogers, and others. Thank you so very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
A quick break, some news, and then Dr. John Duffy joins us. Stay where you are. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.